very like we had that conversation not so long about long ago about being angry at God. Mm. I still very much am angry, and so that anger has, you know, shifted my relationship with God, and not in a positive direction.
I haven't spoken to God that often. Mm. My partner was actually saying to me, he was like, you know, I haven't seen you pray. I mean, I'm tired. God already knows. Like, I can't come to you and pray about the same thing every day. If your father doesn't tell you he loves you, you're going to constantly need reassurance from a man. And then the need to be loved by older men comes from the fact that you're looking for a father figure and someone who's not your father. Ooh. Because why is it that you are afraid of pursuing women your age? Mm-hmm. Why do women your age intimidate you?
Oh, my God.
Hello, la, hi, it's your girl, Mommy Dearest.
Hi, I'm Kai, aka Adi.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations
one thought at a time.
It feels like it's been so long. It actually has been so long. Yeah.
Like, there's a lot I actually want to know about you.
About me?
Yes.
Because there's a lot I want to know.
Kaya is so unreachable, guys. She just said trying to reach Kaya is like trying to reach like a needle in a haystack.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let's just all live in one house, guys. But you know, life is going to be so much easier if we just move in together.
Guys, I've been telling Kaya, let's get a place together.
Alone. I don't know why he wants to live alone when Sikona says of
we'll cook, we'll clean.
Yes, happily. Happily. You just let us live in your house and eat your food. We'll eat your food and we'll you know, wear your clothes.
We'll use your Wi-Fi. Probably
use your Wi-Fi.
We'll
use
play
your PS5.
I was about to say we'll play your PS. Literally. The whole shop.
Yeah, we're very low maintenance girlies. So also that's who else lives alone as Majida?
Percy. Stays alone. That's another person. I think Lev stays alone.
Does he?
We don't know.
Guys, it's a corner. You know?
Actually, the number of people stay alone, they can each have a roommate.
Do you get?
One person.
There must be as Majida and as
the girlies.
As the girlies. But we must have a
I actually want to do an as the girlies.
That's what I've been thinking about all week.
I even have like ideas on videos. I was going to reach out to you, but you had to reach.
Let's do it, bro. Let's do
the
it.
The thing is now, but which other, who's going to be the other girlies? That's like my
That's
question.
The thing. Guys, actually comment down below who you think would be great as the girlies.
Like as the girlies, when you know, girlies do challenges.
As the dollies.
You know, like
the Barbies. I like Barbies.
You know how like what's that girl and from the UK?
Nella
and her squad, how they do those public days and all those things.
So let us know, guys, who you think would be great. I have Tumi Muliko in mind.
I also thought about her. But you know what I was thinking, I was like, would they agree? Like we have
no choice. They can be Tumi if you're watching this. You have zero choice. We've already said your name. Join the crew. It's gonna be four. Wait, as my Jesus, four gents. We can do five.
I want to do five.
The ratio's always gotta be more close than guys.
Yeah, I would do five.
Then we live in one house. What a fantasy.
What a beautiful thing.
What a beautiful
thing. Watch the ads.
Let's
subscribe to memberships. Maybe that's what it'll be. Subscribe to memberships.
Maybe. Let's shake the internet as the girls.
Yes, the girlies.
There's Esma Chita, there's five aside.
Besides, there's so many.
It's about time we say, shui.
Group channel. It's the girls. We here.
What's been happening in your life, Shuri?
Me. I'm just trying to like write these exams, you know. I'm trying to write these exams. Yeah. I get this honors degree so I can,
So you can, you're probably not even going to use it. You did say that you aren't planning on using your honors.
Yeah, I'm not planning to, but now I'm thinking because of like the way life is going and the things that I'm planning on doing next year, I think I might have to because I need all the money I can get because I need a place, I need like a car, I need like so many things. Mm-hmm. There might be big things happening next year.
Might? That's not even a might. There are definitely big things happening next year.
Period. And I'm enjoying Mjolo.
I was about to grill you on that. I'm glad you brought it up.
I saw you in the comments and people are like, drrr. So guys, you know what's so crazy about the internet? The internet is such a crazy, crazy place.
I'm so excited for this conversation.
Because like,
because I don't know, you just like date nights. But no.
And you know, the thing is people think it's one or two people.
Okay.
It's so crazy, but I'm not going to mention
watch the podcast, guys. It's not one or two people.
It isn't. Like, people literally like thought like it was Siv. Like, people are there.
Siv.
Like,
oh. Ooh. Ooh,
Actually, I completely forgot about
what was happening there, Shuri.
I don't know. I don't think anything happened there like that. It's a thing of like
put you on camera though.
Yeah, but we were playing on camera though.
You were playing. That was just.
It was better.
It was banter.
It was better. It was better. It was banter. No, he knows as well. It was genuinely just banter, and then I think for me he's more of like a friend. Yeah. So people thought it was him. They're like, "Oh, it's Siv, come get your girl." And then time like my man is seeing these comments, and he's not even saying nothing. He's just like,
"So you explain? did you explain before the videos came out? So it's, hey, look, babe, I went to this soccer match.
Like the thing is, it was like a timeline thing.
Yeah.
So like you see, me and my person are still very new. Mm-hmm. So it was like before we got serious when I was bantering mm-hmm. with Siv, mm-hmm. and then when it got serious, that's what I'm saying, YouTube timelines, by the time this came out, it was serious, and it's like, hey man,
okay,
there's nothing we can hold, there's nothing, yeah, there's nothing I can do about it, and but I communicated it before even like anything.
Okay, so you're in a relationship.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Yeah, I'm in a relationship.
Surely I leave you for 2 weeks.
Two weeks. Yeah.
That happened so quick. Okay.
2 weeks. And it happened so quick. And it's like how it's happening. Like it blows our minds. Like me and my partner. Like okay. It genuinely blows our minds. Like how quickly things are happening. I don't know what it is. But I just so love excited. Spending time with him.
Mm-hmm.
Man of my dreams, guys.
What?
When they...
Yeah. Take the episode. Take the rest of the episode. Are you even holding your cheeks as you're smiling?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, guys, gone like the submarine last year. Can't be found. Agaseko, no return.
No return.
As soon as a girl laughs like this about a man.
Like no return.
Holding her cheeks like this. It's done. It's over.
I was like telling the girlies, like, guys, please sort out your things for my wedding, please. Please get ready.
Oh,
like it's
that
must be practiced.
This
at
is the
point.
First time I've ever heard you speak like this. Dan. Oh, I sound like one of the boys. You know how the boys are. This is the first time we've ever seen a brew like this.
Like corn like this. Time is like it was. They said that yesterday. Yeah. The day before that. Bro. To all the three girlies.
I'm happy. You're happy.
Thank you.
You look cute. Very very cute.
Yeah, it's
and you really like the hair.
It's the relationship.
What was the motivation for thingy?
You know, I've my hair's always been relaxed growing up. Mm-hmm. I've been a relaxer girl through and through.
Yeah.
And then I think in grade 11, I decided to go natural. So I had mm-hmm. a really nice like transitioned effort from like relaxed to natural. Mm-hmm. And then I cut my hair. So I also had to cut short hair journey. And then I went back to natural. Mm-hmm. And my hair was really long for mm-hmm. natural. And then I was just like... But I think the style of hair that suits me, the texture that really, truly, like, suits me is mm-hmm. relaxed hair. So that's what I decided to go for. I was like, relaxed hair it is.
Very beautiful.
Thank you so much. And I love
and
your
you
afro.
You should try the pixie cut. I'm also, like, leaning towards straight hair. I can't lie.
No, don't do it. I know how difficult it is to maintain your afro. I do understand it, but it's so gorgeous.
Oh,
like,
thanks.
If you genuinely, like, want to experience straight hair, don't relax. Just go and do, like, a perm. Not a perm. Like, yeah, like a...
Oh, what is it called?
Silk press.
Yes.
Go and get a silk press.
Okay.
Yeah, do a silk press.
Because the wig game, I also don't think I'm ready for the wig game, to be honest.
Yo, if you did a silk press, Kaya, it would be over.
I want that Beyonce wig. You know, that blonde
and
brown.
And then it's just like
and
curls.
And the big fat curls. Like, ooh, I'm gonna do it one time. Shara, hey, hit me up. Let's do some. Hey. Actually, hit us up.
Hey.
Makeup.
Everything.
Let's do it. Let's
you know what's up.
we must actually do like a transformation vlog. You know what
but
I'm
like
saying?
The
so
before.
They can see us like they've never seen us before.
And then the after, we just like.
Exactly.
What's been going on with you? I saw you live the other day. I even took a screenshot in case
Ooh,
you deny it.
Why would I deny it?
I saw you live. You were laying on
it
the nigga's driving. How was he driving with you laying on him like this?
It's an automatic, baby, and he's a great driver. He don't need both hands. You know what I'm he actually don't even need hands. If I'm being very honest. But guys, Ute sorry.
What that's okay.
So,
hey,
yeah,
and you look so happy, guys.
Well, being delusional is very euphoric.
It's very nice
until you have to come back to reality and realize that.
But you look so happy, guys. It was like this girl was not like playing hard to get like the week before. The week before, she was playing hard to get. She was like, no.
I wasn't playing. Yo. I really wasn't playing. Like I was glad. I was like, I.
I'm so fun. And then as I came out to know, but boy, look at how handsome he is.
Oh, but he is.
Look at
how. Oh, but he is. Yo, Sazas Akikia. Sazas Akikia. But.
You see, when men make women healthy, this is how we are.
We better not be crying this time next year. Hopefully. There's no time to waste. I'm old now. We are old.
Not me. I know where I'm going to be. I already don't be shocked, guys. Next year we will reference these videos.
And be like, remember?
Remember when we were unmarried? Now we are fiancés.
Fiancé. Besides love life, let's see. Same old, YouTube. YouTube content creation, TikTok, Instagram, all of that.
I love the direction you're taking your content.
Thank you.
It's really beautiful.
It's very difficult. I think, in that same breath, being a Christian influencer is so tough. Like, because you're held accountable more than anybody else. Like, if you wild out, you got to answer for why you're wilding out. Like, everybody else can wild out because that's their personality. Everybody else can shake Nyash on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Go clubbing. If I'm caught shaking Nyash in the club, I need to answer and be like, yo.
Why were you shaking your ass?
Why were you doing that in the club? You know? So it's incredibly difficult, especially because where my relationship with God stands now is also very tricky waters. Like, I'm still very upset. We had that conversation not so long ago about being angry at God. I still very much am angry. And so that anger has, you know, shifted my relationship with God, and not in a positive direction. But even as a Christian influencer, like, I have to keep waving that flag. You know, I have to keep sharing the message.
Even when you're not happy.
There are times where I don't even believe what I'm saying.
But you know, I think that's the beauty of it not being a religion but a relationship.
Absolutely.
Because religion is like, hey, man, that's when you be like, hey, I'm atheist today. Tomorrow I'm Muslim. Next day I'm Christian. Because it's based off what suits you at the time. Yeah. But when it's like a relationship, even when it doesn't please you and you're not happy about what's happening in that relationship, it's a relationship at the end of the day.
Because
I relate. I haven't spoken to God that often. My partner was actually saying to me, he was like, you know, I haven't seen you pray.
Sheesh. That means you haven't prayed in a minute.
Yeah. He's like, I haven't seen you
pray. My partner was also like, when was the last time you went to church?
Hey! And you're just like, yeah.
And like, wait, you're not supposed to notice that, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a tough road we're walking, man. It's an incredibly tough road because, man, we're called to live a completely different life and move a completely different way, which isn't always easy, you know, to put yourself aside. I think part of the reason why I'm upset. With my father, my heavenly father, is that to this day, like, having faced betrayal and being antagonized and all of these things that have made me, you know, actively want revenge, I still haven't seen him fight for me the way that God has promised to fight for us, you know. And even having, when he told me to be silent about these things that have been, you know, done to me, I don't see anything happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see anything happening in the direction of, you know, you fighting for me or vengeances of the Lord. Like, these people seem to be thriving, bro.
The retribution is not retributing.
Tell me about it.
Amen. That's real. Me, I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I'm at the point where I'm like, maybe the devil is God's son as well at the end of the day.
What?
Like that's how I am. Because, like, why are you letting the other child beat up the other child and you just watch? Like, he's just like, my child is throwing
sometimes
hands.
Sometimes it does feel like God is just watching.
Like, you know? You're just watching, and you're just like, yeah. Okay, oh, my time. And I'm just like, by the time, like, your time comes, will I not be finished? Will I not be down there? I'm down there, but, like, will there be nothing left of me to work with, you know? So it's a tricky thing, Shame. It's
Incredibly tricky thing.
I mean, I'm tired. God already knows. Like, I can't come to you and pray about the same thing every day, Lord.
Every day?
Like, I'm at this point, please. So at this point, you know my heart. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, you know my heart. You know the songs that I cannot sing. Mm. You know the you know my moanings and my groanings.
Yeah.
You hear them.
Absolutely. So. Let's lighten the, we keep doing this. We actually keep doing this where we bring it back up. Our short topic is actually in line with what we were discussing first, like relationships, love, utsan, and wana wana. We're discussing intimacy.
You know, it's my first time hearing this.
She didn't look at the episode 11 brief.
I didn't. I'm finding out with you guys.
It's all right. I could tell, by the way, you looked at me. She's like, what are we just asking? It's all right.
I'm like, what are we
it's talking? It's all right. I'll pull you in.
Man, guys, exam season on point is like,
no, we get it. Please. Nobody's going to blame you. What? Exams, I couldn't think. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. Hey. My life revolved around the paper that I was writing the next day. So what? We don't blame you. Ooh. And just the other day, I was thanking God for never having to write exams ever again. Nina, feel like I'm
so beautiful. Guys, summer well to me. Guys, can't wait to be on the other side of the wall and be like, oh.
What? Oh.
Of like.
Of having graduated, being done with school. But I am thinking of going back to get my, what is it called, that certificate?
The teaching one.
Yeah. I want to be a teacher.
I also want to be a teacher. I've always wanted to be a teacher.
Really?
Yeah. I just
You've never expressed that before.
I've just went into like this accounting thing for the money. But like now that I can see that, okay, no, God will provide in so many ways. Like,
absolutely.
I would find more joy teaching than I would like in an office every day. I don't know, dude. Doing what? I don't know. I like, educating the minds of the future, guys.
Dude. And also making people fall in love with learning. And fall in love with acquiring knowledge as well. I want to make people passionate about learning. And the only way you can do that is by being an incredible teacher.
Imagine us being teachers.
Please.
You just hear, what subject would you teach?
I try to teach English. Definitely English. Definitely history. Definitely geo. What else? Yeah, I think I'll go for those subjects. Social sciences and
I teach accounting. Like accounting, maybe business studies, economics.
Oh, and life science. I definitely teach life science.
I would love to teach life science because I did so well with high school life science and stuff. But because of my degree, I can't really go and
teach life science.
Qualified to do accounting
and business probably. And economics. There's some high schools that teach economics. All right. So according to intimacy, what is it to you? How do you practice intimacy with friends and family?
Amen.
What is intimacy to you? First, let's start there.
When I think intimacy, I'm thinking like in to the messy. I'm just kidding.
No, actually you're cooking. Stay there in the kitchen. I like it.
The messy.
I like it. That's, what? You're going somewhere. I love it. Go.
So like I'm thinking like, you know, like when you with other people. Like there's so many like types of intimacies, honestly.
Yeah.
And it depends on the nature of the relationship. Mm. So for instance, intimacy with friends. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, like how would I practice it and what it is with friends is just being there above surface level. Mm. Because I notice like we're so superficial, especially with like the social media age and everything. Everything is superficial, exactly. Whether it's romantic relationships or friendships. Mm. Like I know people who don't like each other but are each other's friends because they aesthetically look good together. And yeah, I guess they love the connections that they give each other because of that, you know? So in terms of like now with friendship, it would be like being inside more than the outside, you know, like actually like how would I practice it? Like getting to be there, like, yeah. in the insides of, like, the, like my friends and I would do picnics.
Yeah.
You know, like, we do picnics and stuff, and then the picnics, we sit and we literally, like, debrief. Like, okay, where's your relationship with God? Mm-hmm. Where's your love life?
Mm.
Where's your family life? Where, like, where are you in these stages of your life? And, like, we literally be crying every time we do, like, a picnic because it's really intimate, you know? So that's intimacy with friends and then intimacy with family. So I can only relate to it with instance, like, my siblings and my mom. So with my mom, I kind of do the same thing with my siblings. But with my mom, what I do is I literally take out my mom for dinner and I say it's on me. So I go out on dinner with my mom and I actually, like, actually find out, like, what's inside, like, what's happening with her, like, how is she feeling, because she's human at the end of the day. So I feel like that's why I have such a good relationship with my mom, is because we do those things. And then with my siblings, it's like spending time with them how they would like it. So my sister is like TikTok age. She's 17 this year. So she, like, her taking her shopping just brightens her day. And then my little brother is such a geek, guys. He's such a little nerd. He's such a gamer. So playing a video game with him. Yeah.
Sheesh. That convicts me of, like, my investment into, like, being intimate with the people that I care about. Zero. Because, like, I'm hearing you speak about how, you know, attentive you are to the people around you's needs. And I'm realizing that I'm the opposite. Yeah. Anyway. So, I'm going to draw off of what you said. I actually looked it up because, like, I defining intimacy for myself was pretty easy. I was just like a connection beneath the surface in different ways. But then I was like, actually, I've heard that there are different forms of intimacy. Let me have a look. Right? So there's spiritual intimacy, where you guys connect on the basis of belief. Right? So that's either praying together or going to church together or studying, you know, the holy book together, whatever your religion is. Or, you know, rehashing spiritual principles that you guys believe in. That's a form of intimacy. Then there's obviously sexual intimacy.
No one needs that explanation. Yeah, that's the one, like, our generation excels in. Like, yeah, we have
excels.
We have PhD in that form of intimacy.
I think it's really sad that that's also one of the first things that comes to mind when you think of intimacy. You think of sex because that's the way that we connect with.
That's how we see it as a way to connect with your partner.
And we're gonna double back to sexual intimacy later when we talk about daddy issues or the father complex later. Because, sex and daddy issues go hand in hand, I'll tell you. I also did research on that. I was like, what? Daddy issues, sex? Sounds very incestuous. But no, it's not. It's not. There's also emotional intimacy. So being able to express your feelings and your emotions, your emotional needs to your partner, and feeling comfortable doing so as well, being validated by your partner, that's a form of intimacy. Being able to explore who you guys are emotionally. And then there's also intellectual intimacy. So that's discussing ideas, plans, goals, having conversations about, you know, let's say things that are of intellectual depth. So politics, science, everything under anything, the sun. You know, there are people who are, what is it called? Sapiosexual.
I'm people.
You are?
Yeah. Like, intelligent conversations, they do it for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't care less about them in a relationship.
Really?
Yeah. I care for intelligent conversations outside of my relationship, like with friends or acquaintances. But my partner, I'm not discussing politics with you, bro. Like,
well, it's not even like politics.
I'm not discussing science.
Do you know, like, when you're having a conversation with someone and then what they say actually makes you, like, self-reflect? It doesn't even have to be, like, political or anything like that. But when you see how someone actually thinks on a higher level than you, or even same level as you,
That
I find so attractive. Because maybe because I'm well-versed, I'm well-knowledgeable. So I can talk about a lot of things. Any topic, bring it, I will have something to say about it. So when I find someone who's the same as me, it kind of like...
I'm the opposite.
You just like...
I don't need us to have intelligent conversation. We can every now and then, but it's not at the base not as of
like, it's not like God carries
it. What is it? Let's talk about sex, baby. No, that's not what I mean.
Let's talk about you and
that's the line that I want. Not sex, please. Let's keep it holy. There's also aesthetic intimacy. So that's being able to share an experience of beauty together. So that could be traveling, date nights. I know date night is like fancy restaurants, whatever. Going to a museum, an art gallery. That could be aesthetic intimacy. Creative intimacy is also in the same ballpark, where you guys can create things together. So that could be painting, Lego building.
Do you share that starting with your partner?
Yes, we actually share ideas a lot. A lot of the things that I'm doing now in my creativity when it comes to YouTube, Instagram, TikTok is mostly, you know, a result of conversations I've had with my partner. Even like, oh goodness, I'll give him credit where credit's due. He kind of revived my passion for being creative. He's the one who's like, dude, you're forgetting who you are. You're forgetting what you're capable of. People fell in love with you for your creativity. Hop back on YouTube. I would not be back on YouTube if it weren't for my partner. I would not be taking content creation seriously, actually, if it weren't for my partner, now that I think about it. So creative intimacy is actually a big deal in my relationship. I'm going to give you two more. There's a lot more, guys. If you want to read on intimacy, just because we don't want to make this episode extremely lengthy. But if you want to read on the other forms of intimacy, you're going to look at hellorelish.com. Another form of intimacy is recreational intimacy, so hobbies together. Why are you laughing?
Me and my partner, we don't share.
What are you guys, homebodies? Are you guys homebodies?
No, he loves the outdoors. He's a hiker.
But you were hiking not so long ago.
Yeah, I was dragged. Like, they dragged me on. Like, the only reason why I finished that hike is like, guys, have you ever done something with Quincy? Y'all probably know him from Esma Chita. He's that type of person. Is like, if you give up, then you never really did it.
You're a
loser. Like, you're a loser. Yeah. So now imagine a hike with Quincy. Quincy was like, you will walk back alone. No one is going back at this down this mountain with you. You'll break your leg, you'll break an ankle, you no one will be there. So I finished that hike.
That screams a little bit. That kind of reminds me of Joseph Dari. Joseph Dari is like a workaholic also. He believes if you're not always working, you're a loser. And that kind of rubbed off on me, because now I believe the same thing. Like, in my mind, it's carry on spanning, dog. Don't stop. And it's so toxic productivity. Then there is crisis intimacy. It's so crazy. It says when you go through a crisis together, it should leave you feeling closer as a couple.
That's a toxic kind of intimacy.
No, I think it's a healthy form of intimacy. The way that you navigate crisis or conflict is an indication of how connected you guys are. If you guys are struggling to get through, you know, the basics of conflict resolution, then you aren't as connected as you should be. Maybe you should revisit, you know, how intimate you guys really are.
I feel like couples that sometimes, like, you know, going through a crisis with someone, or going through when you go through a problem with someone, or maybe there was a problem in your life and this person helped you navigate through it, can sometimes lead to an unhealthy bond with that person, because sometimes the relationship isn't working for you anymore, but you stay in that relationship because, wow, I'm so grateful for this person who helped me navigate this crisis.
I think that has less to, like, do with intimacy.
It's like a survivor's guilt type thing, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it has less to do with intimacy and more with the self. Because if you attach to somebody just because they helped you through a crisis, that's an attachment issue. I think maybe in the next episode we can have a conversation about attachment styles, which is a different conversation from intimacy. Also, I think crisis and conflict can be a good build for intimacy, because that's when you see who the person really is. That's what I was saying when you were talking about into the messy. I said keep cooking, because when you see the messiness of somebody and you see how they react to, you know, trauma or crisis, or, you know what I'm saying, a danger. If we're in a dangerous situation, you start screaming and you start panicking. I'm getting out of that relationship quickly.
Personally, quickly. I agree.
Because what do you mean you're afraid? Obviously, sure.
That is so real. What do you mean you are afraid? Like, I'm looking at
both
you.
Both of you, blah.
I'm looking at you for a solution.
Yeah, somebody's banging on your car window with a gun and you look at me, I look at you.
You must have a plan.
Know what to do, brother. Like, what do you mean?
That is so true. It's like, It's like, for instance, like, if maybe I need to finesse some in, like, in the kitchen,
yeah,
I don't look at you and say, oh, there's no onions, like, and thing is happening. I finesse.
Exactly.
You make it work.
Like, how please.
Now, here we are. There's a gun to the window.
If you are afraid, it's okay to be afraid. Hey, let's not invalidate these men's emotions.
Fear is inside. You do not show the fear.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. Like, let's validate you. Sure, you can be afraid, fine. But don't show me, bro. Don't
make me feel like we're safe, even exactly. though we're not safe.
Yeah.
Oh, I just picked up that situation. Now you hear your man go,
ah! Wow.
That's my me.
Single. And then the last one that I'm going to mention is communication, obviously.
Oh, communication and intimacy. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Okay, which form of intimacy is most important to you?
You answer that first.
Sheesh. I think emotional intimacy,
mm-hmm.
just because that's one of the areas that I struggle with the most. So if you're able to help me navigate my emotions, I mean, it's not your duty to do so. I'm completely responsible for my own emotions and being able to navigate them. But if I find it easier to communicate my emotions with you, I think I'm able to bond with you a little bit more deeply than everybody else. Because again, we spoke about fears and how my biggest fear is letting my walls down or even just allowing somebody in. And so if I just so much as open the door for you and that doesn't feel like I'm going out of my way, or it doesn't feel extremely difficult, then we've connected. You and I have connected.
For me, it's that...
the intellectual...
Intimacy, that one. Because, like, it doesn't matter to me, like, at the, like, early stages. Because early stages, like, we're just like, ha, ha,
yeah,
you cute, I'm cute, we cute together. You know, like, it's those things. And then as time goes, like, someone who is not compatible with me in terms of communication.
Mm-hmm.
I think communication is what it is. Like, if you're not, if we can't communicate, like, our level of communication, we can't hold a conversation. I'm bored when I'm with you. Like, boredom is a big thing for me. Like, I can't be bored. Like, it stimulates my mind.
There are like points in your relationship where you guys are gonna be bored together.
No, but it's a thing of like at the beginning.
Okay, you're right.
Like, I can't be bored. Like, I need to, you're like, right. want to talk to you, like, 3 hours, 4 hours. Yeah. And I'm just like, wow, this conversation, it was 3 hours, 4 hours? Like,
I that's can't what hold I... can't the conversation for that long.
You see, like, I didn't know I was able to.
Until...
Now, like, I tell you, like, we'll be on the phone, and it's like, oh, good night. How did you, boom. I say good night. Good morning. Good morning. Because, like, it's
You like those long...
I don't know. I don't think I like them per se, but it's so interesting to be able to talk to someone for so long and not even feel like you've spoken to them for so long.
Yeah.
And you actually, like, so impressed by the way they think,
mm-hmm.
How they reason. You know? Yeah, that's really nice.
Why are you speaking like that?
Yeah, because it's nice.
Every time you try to, like, do a white accent, it's the funniest thing. And a British accent. Your British accent is so
Yeah, no shame. I have no talent, hey, when it comes to accents.
You can try and practice Mix Perfect, you know?
Yeah, bro.
No. Practice in your own time.
Not on this podcast. Not on my couch.
Not on our couch.
Not on my couch.
All right, let's move into our game.
Okay,
actually going to be... I think you're going to nail this because you do accounting and you work with numbers. Okay. We're going to do quick math.
Guys, accountants are the worst mathematicians.
What?
Like, we don't know how
Doesn't
to
Doesn't your whole career depend on your ability to add and subtract things, bro?
No, it's actually your ability to think out of the box. That's why people fail. Because they think it's about adding and subtracting.
Okay.
It's about thinking outside the box, man. So we can't add and subtract because our mind is outside the box of adding and subtracting.
Girl, but if you get that thing wrong on the, what is it called? The
no, last but that's time why we have a calculator, bruh. There's nothing wrong with, like, you punch numbers, it calculates.
So you guys don't have formulas and stuff?
You know, that's the thing. With the formula, you need to be able to create the formula.
Yeah.
No way. Because if you create a formula, you'll fail, guys. You need to be able to understand why is that formula existing in order to create your formulas for your scenarios.
Was that English?
That's why we fail. We also don't know English.
And you just spoke Greek. I'm like, what?
Like our
formula that.
We have the funniest financial management teacher. We're doing a question and nigga's like, but what are the English? And he's a white man. Yeah. And he's telling us that's why we fail. It's because English is trapping us. And I'm like, real? English is trapping us.
Numbers, I'm not a numbers person.
Okay, let's do this.
All right. First one is, if we minus 712 from 1,500, how much do we get?
Minus 712 from 1,500. Okay, 1,000.
You're doing it in the air?
Yes.
Is that gonna help?
1,500 minus 712.
Mm-hmm.
Do they want the answer?
Yes. What's okay. The answer?
Okay, 10 minus 2. No, 12. Yes. 12. 1, 2. Yes. 8. Cut.
You don't think the people behind the scenes distract you? I'm not saying anything.
Okay. 1.5 minus 700.
And 12, yes.
Okay. 1.5 minus 700 is... 1.5, that's 500. Then, okay, that's 800. 800 minus 12 is 788.
Yeah!
788.
You see, you're letting
Bro, they were making me sound like... Background dude was like,
do they want the answer? Get out of here. All right, simple. 50 times 8 is equal to?
50 times 8?
Yes.
5, 8, 12, 16, 25. No, why am I saying 5, 8, 12, 16? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. So 50 times 8, is it 4,000? No. Or 400?
400.
Yeah,
4,400. Okay. This one's tricky. 20
mm-hmm.
plus, in brackets, 90 divided by 2, close the bracket.
20 plus 90 divided by 2.
90 divided by 2 is in brackets.
In brackets, yes. 90 divided by 2 is 45. 20 plus what in brackets? 20 plus 45. Is it 60?
Yeah, no.
No, 65. Yes.
Yes.
My ADHD.
What is the largest four-digit number?
Four digits.
Largest. Don't overthink it. You're overthinking it for real.
Am I?
Yeah.
Largest four digits, four numbers. One. Is it 9999?
Yes!
it kept repeating in my head 10 times, but I was like, there's no ways it's 999.
You're overthinking it.
There's no ways it's 9.
8 raised to the power 0 is equal to?
1.
Yes!
Okay, that's easy though.
True or false, 10 is a natural number.
True. Is it unnatural? If it's not natural, it's what? Unnatural?
Girl, don't ask me. I failed maths. I genuinely did fail maths. I left high school with like a 40% in maths. And then distinctions everywhere else.
And maths just humbled you.
Hey?
Maths just said,
boy,
humble yourself.
It's because the maths teacher had a crush on me and that kind of clouded his judgment. And, you know. And I'm not lying. That's the thing.
Yes.
27 is a perfect cube. True or false?
Perfect cube.
Yes.
True.
Of which number?
Is it 3?
Yes. Stop doubting yourself. Because every answer you're giving, you're saying, is it really?
Just
give the answer, man.
It's 3.
You
know, that's so crazy. I don't know what a cube is.
What do you mean? Because you guessed it right.
I was not sure what a cube was. So I guess I was right about what a cube was.
Well, how do you calculate the area of a rectangle?
The area of a rectangle? Length times width. No. He No, he you know what he did? He signed it. He was like,
you're right. It's actually breath now. It's not referred to as width. Unless.
Okay.
Length times breadth.
Times breadth.
Okay. The last one.
Oh, no. It's length, width, breadth. So there is a width
and
that's
a 3D. I'm just saying you a regular.
Like, I'm right, no, baby. There is a width and a breadth in
I'm
a 3D
right,
object.
I'm right, baby. I'm all distracted. Distracted.
Okay,
sorry. Okay, your last one. Give you something trickier. Okay. The product of, no, that's, you can't think of that without a calculator. Okay, the product of 82 and 5 is? Why are you staring at it like you're going to find the answer in my eyes?
82 and 5.
Uh-huh. You can do this.
Yeah, I'm doing the math.
I know. Ungapegi lapha kwapi.
Yes, yes. Mm. 4,100.
Mm-mm.
What is
close,
it?
Close, close.
Is it close?
You just added something that wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah. 82 and 5. I added something, so is it 4,000?
No.
What did I add?
Not that in the thousands.
Oh, 410.
Yes.
Oh, I added a zero.
You added a zero.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Because I was calculating 820 times 5.
It's 810. Congratulations. You got all of your answers right. You know.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All Thank of you them. So much. It was not easy.
Well, you made it look easy.
Truly wasn't.
All right. Now that we're done with that game, we're moving into our long topic, which is daddy.
Daddy issues, and daddy I've issues. Got 30 issues to so I'm just kidding.
So, researching daddy issues, because like it's very easy to talk off the top of your head when it comes to daddy issues. Because I think 3 in 5 women have daddy issues.
3 in 5 is a very low, very, very low.
I think a lot of women have are experiencing daddy issues. So it's easy to just talk off the top of your head, but I wanted us to have, you know, some depth to this conversation, some education as well when it comes to this conversation. So I did a little bit of research, and upon my findings, my God, it is so much deeper than we think it is. So much deeper, right? So I'm going to try and make it brief so that we can have, you know, a more personable conversation, right? So daddy issues, the first time that it was even brought up, you know, the dynamic between somebody and their father was brought up was by Sigmund Freud. Sigmund Freud is quite a controversial philosopher, but that's neither here nor there. And he coined the term father complex, right? And this had to do with obviously the effect of a father-son, father-daughter relationship on the way that somebody lives. And he concluded that people, as a result of their relationships with their father, either live in defiance of their father, and what's the last one? Fear of their father, right? So he was the first person to have that conversation as to the way that somebody's character is built off of their relationship with their father. And then later on, obviously, the conversation was broadened as to what daddy issues are or the father complex is. Well, nobody refers to it as the father complex anymore. Now, more colloquially, it's known as daddy issues. And that refers to the unconscious behaviors that we execute as a result of a poor relationship with our fathers.
Yeah.
Right? And so I wanted to look at what does that look like? Like, what do daddy issues actually look like in the practical world, right? And you're gonna be so shocked. Here we are, right? One, and we're gonna like move into depth personally about our experiences with these ways that daddy issues show up or the father complex shows up. Abandonment fears or fear of abandonment. This one shocked me. Dating older men.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
I was shocked. Jealousy. Having a hard time trusting men, constantly needing reassurance, difficulty forming healthy relationships, being emotionally distant, or choosing emotionally distant or unavailable men, and an excessive need for attention and validation, and having too much sex as well.
I was so shocked. Having too much sex is, you know,
an indication that you have daddy issues, and you constantly attract abusive partners and remain in abusive relationships.
Makes sense. All of those things make sense.
Dude, how does having too much sex make sense?
No, it kind of makes, like, everything just be making sense. Because if you really think about it, yeah, it's like, because of daddy issues, we have, like, unhealthy relationships with men. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, so it depends now where your daddy issues stem from. That shows you how the issues manifest.
Yeah.
So, like, for instance, the abandonment one, you fear of abandonment.
Yeah.
He could have abandoned you.
Yeah, you've now, spoken about that
before. Yeah, and you see, now you're scared of, like, abandonment, yeah, you know, constant need of reassurance and all those things. Yeah. Like, if your father doesn't tell you he loves you, you're gonna constantly need reassurance, yeah, from a man. And then the need to be loved by older men comes from the fact that you're looking, yeah, for a father figure in someone who's not your father. And then now you want, I need an older man, I need me a man who's, if you really look at reasons why women want to date older men, is literally to substitute them for their fathers. Yeah. I want someone who will provide for me. I want someone who will be there for me emotionally. I want someone who's emotionally mature. Because we put emotional, yeah, maturity and age as some things that are...
It's synonymous.
Yeah, but they're not, yeah, you know? Yeah, so it's like, it makes sense. Everything makes sense.
Oh my goodness. That was nasty. You called out a lot of people with that. You know, actually, if I'm being very transparent, I used to have an affinity towards older men as well.
Mm.
And I don't think that was a result of a poor relationship with my father, but really because I only experienced a good version of my father in his latter years.
Mm.
And so I associated that with his age and then concluded that an older man is more mature or is, you know, more emotionally available, or, you know,
has a certain level of emotional intelligence.
Exactly.
You know,
that's
yeah,
not the
they
case.
Know how to.
I was wholly disappointed.
No, it's a lie.
Wholly
it's a,
disappointed.
It's a lie. Like, it's genuinely a lie. It's, yeah, a lie.
So, which one of these indicators do you exhibit in your relationships?
I think the maybe constant need for reassurance,
mm-hmm,
the fear of abandonment. What are the other things? There were so many issues.
There's so many. You're having a hard time trusting men.
Yeah, that one, yes. That's also a big one.
Oh, that's definitely...
Like, that is such a huge one. I think let's unpack them with each line.
Okay.
So that, like, we don't not touch... So what is the first one?
The fear of abandonment.
That's something I relate to.
Okay.
Like, the fear of, like, abandonment. Like, because, Jenny, you know that thing, you go fetch the milk, you don't come back. You,
yeah,
know, like, so I kind of, like, know what that feels like. I know what that feels like. So it's
does that make you operate on edge, like constantly trying to please your partner so that they don't leave?
Yeah, and also like it's also forms like a healthy attachment style.
Okay.
So for me it's like the fear of abandonment comes into like an unhealthy attachment style because I was abandoned, not necessarily I fear being left,
mm-hmm,
because I was abandoned. The men that I used to be attracted to were the ones who
are unavailable.
Yes.
Oh my
the
God.
Ones who will leave.
Yeah.
The ones who abandoned me.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah.
So for me, it just manifested its way in that. So like the guys I'd be more drawn to, mm, would be guys that would, I feared would leave me,
mm,
would be the guys I would attach myself, yeah, most to. Because I'm trying to hold on to a relationship with someone who is going to leave me, and that's how I feel with my relationship with my father.
Mm.
So that's how it manifested itself in me.
Mm. And I never considered that the women who take a liking to men who are emotionally unavailable had daddy issues, or take a liking to the men who reject them,
mm,
had daddy issues. I just thought you were mentally ill. So sorry.
No offense taken.
No, I'm so sorry about that. No. But that's, wow, I'm learning a lot. The second one is I don't have a fear of abandonment because I grew up with my father.
Mm.
He was never. What are you doing?
No, it's fine.
He was never physically absent. Mm. So I've seen my father every day of my life, right? Well, most of the days of my life I've seen my father. It was his presence in other areas that was non-existent. So that's he was not emotionally present. So I couldn't be emotionally intimate with him. Thank you. This time your eyes work.
Yeah, I'm learning.
So I couldn't be emotionally intimate with him. But there were other forms of intimacy that we had, like a recreational intimacy with my father. So it didn't show up in having the fear of abandonment. It did show up in dating older men, like I just mentioned, right? Because again, like I said, I experienced the better version of my father the older he got. And then I associated that with maturity. You've never taken a liking to older men?
No. I think it's, because for me it's just like, that's not how my daddy issues many. Because maybe I've always known that, I've always had this notion that age has nothing to do with maturity. Like, honestly, because like I know men who are 60, like the fact that we have men who are 60 wanting kids just shows you that age has nothing to do with maturity.
Bro.
Like for me, actually, if an older guy found an interest in me, I would say, what's wrong with you? Because why is it that you are afraid of pursuing women your age? Why do women your age intimidate you?
Oh my God.
So like I really wouldn't find an interest in a guy who's older than me. I'll be like, hey bruh, couldn't
do
off now.
Yo, do you know I've never considered that in my life. Now I'm very concerned about the men that pursued me. Hey!
Because what is it about like somebody who's so young, who looks so young, that attracts you?
That's a nigga, nasty.
Yeah, I was like, brother.
What would be the topic of discussion there if we're moving in that direction as to, you know, men? Ooh, perhaps like the next episode we're going to talk about the kinds of men we should avoid. Because that for me, maybe that's an indicator of low self-esteem. Also the desire to manipulate.
Honestly, it has nothing to do with like you. It's everything to do with them. Because sometimes they're not in a space in their life that they are happy with. That, you know, it's like, hey, let me go back. Like, let me impress someone who doesn't have anything to compare it with. Because if women my age compare me with men my age, they will see I lack nothing. Like, I'm lacking. So that I look like I do not lack, I will be attracted to someone who's younger than me. Because she's comparing me with her peers. If I come and stand outside your race with the Porsche, you're comparing me with the guy who's walking.
Damn.
So I will feel man enough.
Damn.
I'm sorry, men who like younger women. Please forgive me.
Yeah. That's definitely the snippets. Thank you, Davis. Thank you. The next one is jealousy. So jealousy or territoriality.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Individuals might struggle to have meaningful relationships as adults if they were not raised in a consistent, loving environment. Mm. And so when they find themselves in consistent, loving environments, the threat of that being destroyed creates jealousy or territoriality. Or the assumed threat of that being destroyed.
I don't have that.
You're not territorial at all? Like, not with my man.
I'm like boundaries, but I'm not like jealous or territorial. Like I am, I'm honestly not. Yeah. And I think it's maybe because like, even though like I do have like abandonment issues in a sense of like my father like leaving, when he's present, he provides me with so much love that I'm just like, love is abundant.
Mm-hmm.
So like, man, take your love. Honestly. Yeah. So like jealousy.
Me neither. I wouldn't consider myself a jealous individual. I think the times that I had been jealous was brought out of me.
Yes.
You created that version of me, brother. You made me that way. Okay? How about Uisi? Sikolab. Uisi. You were, you know. I'm talking about my ex. You were that. Having a hard time trusting men, I think we've touched on that already.
Yes.
Constantly needing reassurance. You feel like you said that's one of your...
Yes. And reassure me because I'm scared you're going to go. You know, same issues. Yeah. It's the same thing.
I'll always be you. Difficulty forming healthy relationships.
I see how that could be a problem. I don't know if I have that. But I do see how that could link to daddy issues. Because your relationship with your father is not healthy at all. And those are the first people you have relationships with, your parents, you know, first form of a relationship. So the moment that relationship is not healthy, you have nothing healthy to compare your other relationships to. So now you have difficulty forming healthy relationships. Because what you, if you grew up in an unhealthy environment, you're going to find comfort in things not being healthy.
Ooh. Also, I think this one is quite relevant to South Africa. Abusive relationships.
No. Yeah, abusive relationships, because our fathers were abusive. Yeah. So it's like that thing, you know, like when you... And it's so normalized. Yeah. You know, I realize it's such a normal... Because I remember I once had a conversation, actually an argument with my mom. We argued about this because she felt it... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. It's not digest. We're comfortable here.
Yeah.
But like my mom's point of view was like, if you push a man to a certain level of anger... His reaction being physical is justified. And I was like, there's nothing you can, and then on my end, it was like, there's nothing I can do that should justify you getting physical with me unless it's self-defense. You know? So that's like where our arguments came from. And then that just showed the how we are raised as women in this country, how we made to see physical, a man getting physical as it can be a justified reaction. And I'm like, no, for me, nothing about that is justified. I was like, make it make sense. So if I came to you and I said, my husband beat me up, would you be fine with that?
Yeah.
You know? And she couldn't really say no. Because it was like, what did you do? And I'm like, it doesn't matter what I did. You know? So it's like, just shows like, it does breed... toxic, and they see that as fine.
I think as a result of you know, daddy issues, women kind of find themselves staying in abusive relationships because that's how they interpret care, right? And because even growing up, our parents would say, "I hate you because I love you." You know what I'm saying? And for obviously, our cognitive brain registers that as false, but subconsciously, we accept that narrative. And when we find ourselves in relationships with abusive people, we think that it's because they care about me that they get to that level of anger. It's because I mean so much to them
that I push
them to that point, level. You know, nobody who doesn't matter to them would be able to push them that far. And so we forgive them.
Yes.
And we're like, also, it's like, man, I know that you're capable of doing better.
Mm.
So I'm going to be the one to help you do better. That's sort of also, I think daddy issues also can translate into you wanting to mother somebody as well, or parent somebody to repair that broken parent relationship with your father. But for the women who are in abusive relationships, please, it doesn't end well.
Yeah,
there are very few stories where it does, but in our country, we've seen one too many times that it's ended really, that it has ended a life, you know what I'm saying?
Lives. Like someone is dying right now because of domestic violence.
Yeah. Don't believe that they can do better based on who they were or who they could be. Take them for who they are and leave. We've spoken about the frog analogy, you know? So... get out of there, mama. He don't really care about you. Somebody who really cares about you would hurt if you're hurting, you know? So. The other one that interests me that I said was having too much sex. So it says here, this could result from having a subconscious desire to mend a broken relationship with your dysfunctional or absent father. So this is the way that you cultivate your relationship is via sex. And I think, if we're being transparent, goodness gracious, I've spoken here about how I've you know, misinterpreted sex for intimacy or sex for love, because that's what I witnessed growing up. That dysfunction that I witnessed growing up is something that I replicated in my own relationships, thinking that I could make up for a lack in my relationship by having sex all the time. This is how we resolve conflict. This is how I show you that I love you. This is how I show you that I care for you. This is how I receive your love for me, you know? And obviously that's so unhealthy. I think celibacy and abstinence Because you're able to make better judgments.
That's true.
Better decisions on that. And obviously, you're able to connect and be intimate with your partner in different ways. But if you take away the thing that is your vice, the thing that is your idol, you will see yourself for who you really are. And you will see yourself, you'll see your ideologies for what they are and where they come from. And so the moment that I decided to be abstinent was when I realized that, damn, I idolized this thing. I really did. I put it at the center of my relationship with a previous partner because I couldn't get through to them in a different way, and I didn't want to lose them. Because, you know, you also hear these stories of, like, if you don't have sex with your partner, they're going to go get it somewhere else. And so it also had to do with maybe, having too much sex to cultivate what I thought was a healthy relationship, but also to keep the person around. Mm. Very unhealthy. Damn it. You've never experienced that? No?
No.
So I'm the only one who's just been... But thank God it was with one person, Vandla.
No, shame. At least we bonile, Tommy. Like, you know.
No, one, it would have been a different story if...
If you were collecting... You had... You were Thanos. Of the UK Infinity Star.
It's so foolish.
Not even one gauntlet, two, Bob.
Yeah. But also sexual promiscuity can be
daddy issues. Yes,
yeah, it can be an effect of daddy issues, because you want to be wanted. Mm-hmm. You want somebody to desire. Mm-hmm. you want somebody,
and because you feel like you're lacking everywhere else, and you know they put like value on this thing. Yeah. You're like, okay, this is what I'm worth.
Sheesh. All right, what's the last one? Constantly testing his love. I don't think I mentioned that one.
Oh, he didn't.
There are women who constantly test the
how
love
much
of their
partner.
Yeah.
The partner loves them. Ish.
Yeah.
Ish. Am I
uncomfortability
women?
With your partner having any female friends? Hey, that's not a daddy issue. Yes, this is Psychology Today. Please hold on.
Do not have many
your
female
man
friends.
Having female friends. Ever. Does your mother have male friends? Let me ask you.
Yes.
She doesn't. She doesn't. Does your father have female friends in his marriage?
No.
So why must you have female friends? What do you mean you're going out for lunch with a female friend? Shut up. Shut it down. Quickly. I'll take your phone and I'll block her on your phone. Hey, Nyazala, then he unblocks her when I'm not around. Hey, Zinja.
Hey, men are stressing, Kaya.
Yeah.
Amen.
But I don't want to having female friends. I don't hear it. But constantly testing his love, it makes sense, because you want him to prove that he's gonna stay. And that he loves you, and so you keep putting him through the ringer. You know, keep creating conflict out of nowhere. Why are you laughing, Bali?
She's testing love. I'm just kidding. Bali's
out. She does it. But yeah, also putting men through the ringer because you want them to constantly prove their love for you. That's a daddy issue.
So if you guys have any daddy issues or think of any, comment down below.
Yeah, let's have comment that conversation. Down below. And how do you plan on resolving those daddy issues? Because realistically, not every woman is going to be able to mend their relationship with their father. And so you have to, find other ways to heal.
Yes, man. I don't want to sound cliche, especially like in the season I am right now spiritually.
Yeah.
But like, hey, man, God, guys.
Give God a chance.
Yeah. Give God a chance. Like, I don't want to sound cliche. Honestly, he's like, you know, itum. Like, for every cockroach you see, you use that specific doom. And it sounds very redundant. Like, you know, like, oh, every time Bonnie Pelu says it's a doom. Every time Bonnie Pelu says it's a doom. But, yeah. Like, I get every time, like, guys.
That's how. That analogy is so crazy, bro. Guys, don't take that analogy and run with it.
And go and tell people that God is my doom. For every cockroach in my life.
No ways. Let's not. Actually, the emoji, if you made it this far. If you made it this far. Is there a doom emoji?
And there should be.
a repellent emoji or an insect. I don't know, something that represents you if you made it this far into the video. And let's have a conversation in the comment section. What are your daddy issues, man, and how do you plan to navigate them? I think it's good and well for us to discuss the issues, but how do we resolve? Yes. You know, how do we mend? How do we heal? How have you healed, actually?
I will say that last few minutes. I'm in my healing process. I'm not healed. And I'll heal until I can no longer heal.
It's true. I don't think there is like a, what you like call a, this, I'll a never, destination when yeah, it comes I'll to healing.
With self-growth, there's never a destination. There's always room to grow.
There's always
room there's always like a better version of you. So.
And if, for those of you whose fathers are still around, perhaps explore mending that relationship. Perhaps.
That's so real.
And for those of you who don't have your fathers around, there are other ways. There's therapy. There's Yajala, God. Yeah. And maybe also cultivating positive relationships with other men in your life.
Mm.
So your siblings, you know, your cousins. Not a random man that you found in the street. Not okay? Because those are the liars and deceivers.
Yeah,
they come to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah, what you?
You're gonna matter.
Yeah, but you. Or Satan. Bonds of death. Those ones. I'm just
are we gonna do the cues? I think we've made it to the end of the episode. What are the cues?
Like, subscribe, comment, share. Don't forget to watch the ads.
Also, if you're not a channel member, I think it's bottom right. If you click out of the screen, make your screen small. There's a bottom right option to join. That sure. Join. Icon
join membership.
Then make sure you join the memberships. Oh, okay. On mobile,
use the link. Yes. All
right. And for those of you who are members, we're going to be discussing toxic femininity on that side. All right. So tune in there. For you guys who don't love us as much, we'll see you next week.
See you next week, Monday
at 3 p.m.
Yeah. You can pay for Netflix, but you can't pay for us.
Wow, she's blackmailing you guys. Bye, guys. See you next week at 3 p.m.